I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, we discuss a local dialect spoken in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the host city for this week's Group of 20 Economics Summit. That's Roseanne's hometown, and she went back in 2000 to tell us about Pittsburghese.
I didn't realize it growing up, but I spoke a dialect of American English called Pittsburghese. Of course, we didn't call it that. It's just the way we talked in Pittsburgh, and everyone understood one another. When I left Pittsburgh for college and work, I adapted to my surroundings and sounded, well, let's just say, less Pittsburgh. Only on visits to my hometown would I slip into the familiar dialect. Once again, I'd call rubber bands gum bands and thinly sliced ham chip-chopped ham. So you can imagine my delight when I learned that the words and phrases that I had spoken as a child were alive and well and living in cyberspace at www.pittsburghese.com. Alan Freed and a co-worker in Pittsburgh created the site to attract new customers to their web design business. When we met in his basement office on the campus of the University of Pittsburgh, he told me that the site has become a meeting place for people like me. Lonely for Pittsburgh.
It gets about 100,000 hits a month. I'd say most of the attention that the site gets is from people who have moved out of the city. They're longing for stuff from their hometown.
You're now onto the Pittsburghese website, and you've just clicked onto nouns.
I clicked onto nouns. That's actually our biggest section that people have contributed the most words to, so I thought we'd go there and take a look at some of the submissions. Let's just see what comes up here. I see on the screen right in front of us, jaggers. Jaggers is something that means thorns on a, like if you have a rose and you have thorns, those are jaggers, they're not thorns.
Do you have a phrase or a favorite expression?
Hyens doing an ad, I guess, is one of my favorites because it just would blow away anyone that was from out of town.
Can we translate that?
How are you?
The "How yin's doing" greeting baffled University of Pittsburgh linguist Paul Toth when he moved to Pittsburgh from Rochester, New York, 10 years ago. After a while, he says, he began to see patterns in the way people from Pittsburgh talk.
The southern dialects are famous for "you all" or "y'all," and in Pittsburghese we have "yuns." Okay, and people, that comes from saying "you ones" and blending that together to "yuns."
Also, I discovered from Paul Toth that people in Pittsburgh swallow the TH at the beginning of a word.
That TH is gone. So it's gone just like this and just like that.
Meaning?
Like this and like that. And they also say "and that" is sort of a connector at the end of a sentence. So Yin's guy's going down a Steelers game and that. So "and that" is "and that."
Another common Pittsburgh sound is how words like "doing" and "going" are pronounced.
The vowel would be oo, and it's they're sort of pronounced ooin, like "you, how you doing?" This is what you hear people say, you know, when they're greeting you. "How you doing?" All right, and "where you going?" All right, instead of "where you going?" So they're sort of merged together in a similar vowel.
I guess moving away from Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. I really changed in some of, you know, to a more standard English vocabulary. Uh-huh. And I didn't really even realize growing up that I had a grammatical problem. Things like "that shirt needs washed."
That's what I was going to say. That's the one thing that I can identify as sort of being a grammatical difference. And in standard English, you would say "the shirt needs to be washed." And in Pittsburghese, they've extended that pattern from the present participle, "needs washing," to past participle as well, and they say "needs washed."
Whether or not you can learn Pittsburghese in a day, as Alan Freed claims, you will get an entertaining start at the www.pittsburghese.com website. I'm Roseanne Skirbel.
We're from the town with the great football team. We cheer the Pittsburgh Steelers.
And that was a segment from November of 2000. You can read and listen to Wordmaster online at voanews.com/wordmaster, where you can also get our new podcast. And that's Wordmaster for this week. With Roseanne Skirbel, I'm Avi Arditi.